following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than a dollar a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
What's up? It's me, Don Tolliver. If I could describe the open ear bud, I would describe it as very seamless. It's like you clip it onto your ear, and then sometimes you can forget it's there, but it's not going anywhere because it's like clipped. It's kind of crazy. If I could bring my music with me wherever I go, it'll just make life easier and seamless without interruption. To be able to have the music on hand like that without any interruptions would be great. Check out Bose.com for more.
Hi, this is Chelsea Handler from the Dear Chelsea podcast. This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S. I love shedding light on what's important for women's healthcare, and one thing that makes healthcare easier is making birth control more convenient to access. Well, let me introduce Opill. Opill is a daily birth control pill that is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over, a sentence I very much enjoy saying. This is our moment to take control of our health and reproductive journeys because Opill is birth control in your control. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Use code OPILLOTC, OPILLOTC for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris. Because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot, so let's get to decorating. Find your perfect tree in our huge assortment of shapes, sizes, and styles, like the easy-to-assemble Jackson Noble Fir with pre-lit branches perfect for styling with all your favorite ornaments, or the flocked Starry Light Fraser Fir with over 1,900 pre-lit memory wire branches that keep their shape so it's ready right out of the box. Ooh. Find the perfect tree now at the Home Depot and enjoy free delivery on most holiday decor. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
And we continue with our American stories and with the story of an American classic. Stephen Ross is the largest real estate developer in America, the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Here's our own Monty Montgomery with his story.
It may surprise you to know that the owner of the Miami Dolphins, Stephen Ross, was born and raised in the cold of Detroit, Michigan, and would later move to Florida. Here's Stephen on how that move felt and how he felt about Florida.
I wanted to get out of there. I went to my parents and said, well, if you're going to leave, you don't want to go to school here, you have to go to military school. So I spent about 4 days of military school and said, I'll go back to school, you know. And I talked to most of my friends. I mean, probably my background was probably different than most because I'd never excelled early in life. And I only got into college because they had to accept me because I had a standardized test that I scored well enough that the school had to take you, and they flunked out 2/3 of the freshman class. They tell you, look on your left and look on your right. The person sitting next to you won't be here next year. It's a wake-up call. But I also knew if I wanted something, I wasn't going to get anything from my parents. I mean, I wasn't left anything, and they had nothing to give me, you know. So I knew what it was, you know, is either sink or swim. And then when I got to college, that's when I really kind of started to being able to do well at the University of Florida, then so I could transfer to Michigan, and then law school, and then I got my master's in tax law, which I excelled in, and it was probably the best year of school I ever had, that I really found something I enjoyed. I'd always get good marks if I liked it, you know. If I didn't like the subject, I didn't do very well. The confidence, I mean, you know, you have to first find your confidence that you can succeed and do something well and excel to continue on. I mean, as they say, success breeds success. I mean, my teachers told my parents they were wasting their time sending me to college, which is really kind of funny, right, when I look back at it now. So, I mean, I look at myself, I was a late starter in life because I was probably about the least likely to succeed in my high school class. You know, so you tell me how much the teachers know. And so the environment in which you're brought up, I mean, even with your parents, as much as my parents emphasized that and I could see things, it was really later that I really saw things a lot more clearly, you know?
After getting his master's degree at NYU, Stephen went back to his hometown to work at an accounting firm as a tax attorney.
I was doing very well practicing law, and you know, certain life is really kind of funny. It's kind of impulsive. I'm in my office one day. I can still picture it. It was June 7th or June 9th in 1968, the night before Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. And I'd watch it that at night. And that next day, you're wondering in life, hey, you never know when it's over, and thinking about that, you know. And he was a relatively young guy. And the partner walks in my office and asks me if I want to go to a seminar in New York. I said, you know what? And I didn't even ever thought about it. I said, I want to go. I think I want to go to New York for good. As a matter of fact, I'm quitting. I'm moving to New York. Never entered my mind. It never went from my mind to, you know, I'm going to think about leaving. And I hadn't even thought about leaving. And it just came up. I mean, life is so impulsive. I mean, sometimes we don't even know ourselves, you know, what's going on. So he then brought in the senior partner, and they, you know, Steve's quit. He's leaving. He was going to New York, you know. And the guy said, what do you mean, Steve? You're doing great here. You're going to be a partner here, and blah, blah, blah. But I got bored, and I could see how I was tailing off in my mind. And I was just ready for something, and that sparked it without me even thinking about it, you know. So a lot of things, you know, in life we think we're in control of, we're not necessarily in control of, and we really don't know. It takes a spark for something to happen. I've told my mother, she said, you don't know anybody in New York. I said, hey, you know, I went there, I loved it. And in, you know, the story is, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Off I went, you know. And when I went to New York then, the firm called and made several appointments for me to help me. And then I saw a paper, this little article about Laird, which was a new firm, startup, young guys. They were doing a lot of really creative things. And everybody said, you know, how can you consider it? You got a job at Lazard. That's the best deal house there is. And I took the job at Laird. And I was there for about a year and a half. They didn't have any money, and I was doing things a little different, and they didn't quite understand what I was doing. And they suggested maybe I wouldn't be good there. And then 2 weeks after I left, nothing to do with my having left, they had a coup, and the firm kind of fell apart. And a friend of mine got me a job at, who was working at Bear Stearns, got me an interview, and I was working on some creative deals, but I had the wrong guy I was working for. And so I had put together this deal when I was at Laird, putting together a company that they were taking public. It was my idea to put several things that he was doing into one company and take it public. I'd been at Bear Stearns about 2 or 3 weeks, and that's when they had the coup. And the guy called me and said, hey, I'd love to have Bear Stearns do this deal. I have other firms. There are smaller firms than Bear Stearns, but would Bear Stearns be interested? Met with the partner. Guy says, great. They were located in California. The partner said, I'll be in California next week. You know, I'll meet you and go through the stuff. Made an appointment, doesn't show up. guy calls me. I go and tell him, I got caught up in this other deal. I was out there. I'll be either there, made an appointment, doesn't show up. Called me again. I told the guy, he said, you know, arrange a time and I'll call. So twice that happened, he never called. So the guy calls me, I said, hey, I would take it public. You got these other firms, I wouldn't wait. I haven't been here long enough, you know. I've been here now, 2 months? And I can't tell you what to do, you know. But if it were me, I'd go get the deal done, not wait for this guy to come out. It goes public, it's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal on the right column, so it's lead article, and blah, blah, blah. And it went from 6 to 19 in the opening. And that day, the partner all of a sudden walks into my office for the first time. Hey, whatever happened to that company, blah, blah, you know, Environmental Systems, it was called. I said, he's waiting for your phone call. You know? And he didn't take that, obviously. And then after that, when I'd be in meetings, he'd always putting me down and, you know, and all that. And finally, and I was doing a deal. And when he approved the deal that I had brought in and worked on, and then someone asked him, well, who's going to work on it for us? When the senior guy said, well, Steve is, he put it together and he knows it. The guy said, well, I don't have any confidence in Steve. And I said, well, I got no confidence in you. Next morning, I got a phone call. You know, I was fired. Did I quit or was I fired? The story's better to say that I got fired, right? But I knew that night, I knew I couldn't work here anymore before I had the meeting to get this deal approved. I mean, I said, if it gets approved, and I was ready to quit. I knew even it got approved, I had to get out of there with this guy. I mean, here I'd left two jobs in a 6 month period of time. So with that kind of resume, I who was gonna hire me? And that's when I started my company, and I had no money, and I wanted to stay in New York. My mother lent me $10,000 to live on, and then bootstrapped the company and never had an investor. So for about the next 30 years, every penny I ever earned, I put back in the company and just grew the company. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's worth a lot of money. But, you know, I mean, it's a nice story that's true. And I really believe it. You know, when you're doing something and you're successful, you should believe in yourself. Who else can you trust more than yourself?
And a great job by Robbie producing the piece, and a special thanks to Alex for finding this story, and it's a beauty. The story of Steve Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, here on Our American Story.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Chumba. So many of us believe in something far beyond ourselves. And now, there's a special place for us. Fox Faith on Fox Nation. With exclusive original premium content that lifts us up, sustains our spirit, and fills us with hope. Exciting series like God, Family, Football. Martin Scorsese presents The Saints, streaming November 17th, and Jesus, Crown of Thorns, streaming December 8th. Fox Faith is only available by subscribing to Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com and sign up today.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. This Christmas, cozy up with the ones you love and experience movies that inspire and bring people together. Watch Festival of Trees, where holiday competition leads to unexpected friendships, or the heartwarming family movie, A Bluegrass Christmas. And don't miss our special virtual Christmas Fest event on Monday, November 25th. Meet stars from these movies like Aaron Bethea, Franco Lopresti, Emily Alatalo, and Sean Johnson as they answer fan questions live and share holiday memories. It's all commercial free and you can stream anywhere. Plus, it's just a fraction of the cost of other services. Start your free trial today and experience the magic of Christmas. Visit upfaithandfamily.com.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids instantly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Sign up for Greenlight today at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Hey, come on in.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. Pick up a new outfit, a handmade gift, some vintage vinyl, maybe even some local tea.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Shop on Small Business Saturday, November 30th. That's the powerful backing of American Express.